Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, January 21st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The White House promises free face masks for everybody. Starbucks scraps its vaccine mandate. Americans raid their bank accounts to cope with inflation. A majority of millennials now unhappy with democracy. Also, the message of the day, listeners, sound off. But first, the Biden administration promising to deliver 400 million N95 masks to the public free of charge. The coverings will be sent to local pharmacies, supermarkets, high-risk communities like nursing homes and hospitals. New guidelines from the CDC state, cloth masks provide little protection against the Omicron variant. The USA now confirming more than 750,000 cases of COVID every 24 hours. Starbucks eliminating the company's vaccine mandate for employees. The move follows the Supreme Court's decision to stop President Biden's requirement on private business. Starbucks currently employs 250,000 Americans. The mandate sparked protests from unhappy workers and some customers in Boston, Chicago, New York, and they actually demonstrated in Seattle, where Starbucks originated. A report from CNBC says 3 in 10 American adults have drained their savings accounts to pay the bills. 30% tapped into their personal investments over the past 12 months. The average amount withdrawn was about $10,000. Inflation, a major factor. Prices up 10% across the board in the USA. A record-setting 4.5 million adults quit their jobs in December. For those willing to work, there are now 10 million vacant positions in the USA. Study from Cambridge University in England says 55% of young folks are dissatisfied living in a democracy. The questionnaire is collected annually from 5 million people in more than a dozen countries. This year's response, the lowest ever recorded since the school started keeping records in 1973. Nearly three quarters of voters between the ages of 18 and 39 say they prefer a socialist candidate for political office. Frightening. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. If you would like to reach me, bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com. That's where we live. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Loretta in Carterville, Illinois. Mr. O'Reilly, Joe Biden's press conference is frustrating. He is shifting and not giving direct answers to the questions. Plus, he's doing it in slow motion. And no one is getting anything answered satisfactorily. I agree. If you had to put a soundtrack to Mr. Biden's press conference this week, it would be The Wanderer by Dion and or Hall & Oates. You're out of touch, I'm out of time, and I'm out of my head. Because Mr. Biden is obviously not living in the real world, Loretta. And he wanders all over the place. It's like your uncle, who's a little bit past his prime, coming in for dinner, and he's telling you about what he did in 1952, and you're going, how long are we going to have to listen to this? Peter, Melbourne, Florida. Bill, not one question about the border or crime in the Biden press conference. Well, that is not the president's fault. That is the fault of the White House press corps. Now, in my opinion, most of those people need daycare. They are not able to connect with the American people. They don't know what the folks are concerned about. This is the White House press corps. They spent 17 minutes on Russia and Putin in that press conference. 17 minutes. Okay, we need a couple of questions about Putin. 17 minutes, and you ignore the border and violent crime surging? Not one question in an hour and 45 minutes? Insane. Brad, Norfolk, Virginia. Most dispiriting is that Mr. Biden remains hostage to his fantasy narrative on voter suppression. Absolutely. If I hear voter suppression from the Democratic Party one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. Record amount of Americans voting in 2020. Record amount. African Americans voted in tremendous numbers when Barack Obama ran. And now they're at parity with whites and other ethnic groups. So where is the voter suppression? Who's suppressed? Give me one person. Bonnie, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bill, I agree with you 100% about the November election. Until Biden's team offered free home tests and free masks, that could be a game changer. Bonnie, by November, I think COVID's going to be under control. The free masks and home tests, all right, okay. I don't object, but is it going to turn the people into voting for Democrats in November? I don't think so. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can actually see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Despite widespread public knowledge and education surrounding nutrition, the nation's obesity epidemic is getting worse. Data from the CDC says a whopping 60% of middle-aged adults are overweight. That is more than 100 million Americans. Major factors, lack of exercise, of course, and diet. So we Americans have our favorite foods, but many of us don't know how they impact our bodies. Here is data supplied by the Federal Drug Administration. Pizza. The average slice is 400 calories, 18 grams of fat. And that'll put waistline expansion on you. 39 grams of carbs, 10 grams of sugar in one slice of pizza. And most people eat two slices when they go into the shop. Doctors are split on spaghetti. The dish itself is relatively harmless, but people pile on a lot of stuff. Sauce, oil, cheese. Dr. O'Reilly says, once, maybe twice a week for pasta. Any more than that, and you're going to get hefty. Cheeseburgers, America's favorite. 500 calories on average, 29 grams of fat. But this food does have a healthy dose of protein. But don't eat chopped beef every day like Elvis Presley did. Seafood, pretty good, according to the doctors. Typical lobster tail or piece of tuna, high in cholesterol, but they are packed with protein and very low in calories. You're not going to get chubby eating fish. Orange juice, good source of vitamin C, but loaded with sugar. 12-ounce glass, 10 teaspoons of sugar. Coffee, depends on where you get it. If you're going to Starbucks and the other boutique places, they're loading the coffee up with sugar. Some Starbucks beverages are 800 calories. And it's about, I guess, 2,000 calories a day the average American should be consuming. The worst offender making people fat, soda. And if you drink it, you're going to get hefty, no doubt. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.